Kirkendall Group and added some others to it.
Purpose of this is to turn matters around. Hell, I'm not gonna turn around.
No.
The hell with it. Whatever support they may have given them on the bench. I don't know what they wanna do, Bob. I mean, I'm perfectly willing to, but I, there's no reason for me to go in. It's like the Senate meeting, we just do it like the Senate meeting. Is that what fire anticipates or not?
As I understand it, and talk to them after that, before the...
Yeah, well, that's hard, I suppose. It is otherwise. It's so large now, this is so large, that it's...
Plus?
It's no good, 5 or 6, maybe.
Get back to the...
No, and not the whole staff. This time, they'll probably have about 30 in there, but I've got this figure. It's really hard to do meetings, but if you wanna satisfy so many, because it's a big country, big Congress, the rest, you'll satisfy many. You satisfy many inadequately, and none adequately, so satisfy 3 or 4 adequately.
That's right.
And others, not at all. See what I mean? I never think, believe you, I'll do a half-ass job for many. It's our old story. Raise the subject, or I just don't know, that's my point. Am I supposed to sit there and preach to him, or he doesn't give any indications. Here they come, I said, boys, charge us up.
Trip to New York, being a little short.
positively, because he usually jumps on everybody he finds to complain about something.
Yes, and maybe you're doing some things that are right.
This was off a little bit yesterday, but...
It's been off twice.
Off 2 days.
It's down 9:40.
Or you may go down some.
Yeah, next we drop back to maybe 9:30, who knows? Maybe go up again. That's the way they do. They always go down 25%.
Still, those guys have made a lot of money.
What was your figure?
262 billion dollars.
No more than 262.
262, yeah. Over a quarter of $1 trillion.
Just think what that means to the institutions, the insurance companies, and the rest of their portfolios. If we're that much more, you know,
sure.
They think there's that much more wealth.
From their view, like there is.
Also, they realize how that increases their borrowing power. There's that much more that is available for borrowing.
Their base is just raised way up.
Not a bad point to get out of some statistic. Why don't you put it out there? The figure to it. Somebody can say, you know, looking at the economic factor, $260 billion growth. The market is gone in that period of time. There is a theory of some market people that the market can pull the economy up once it starts moving. I haven't really any idea what to do about the internet. I do is hope that
we're going to can.
Hope that the country still is not going to be. What do you think it's worth about?
I think what you'll find is an awareness that there's a demonstration, but they don't really know who it is or what they're doing. It's about the same variety of people are demonstrating in general line of disapproval. I don't think you're going to find that people are...
Yeah. Could I ask another thing that you could include in the poll? I'd like to poll the welfare thought.
Yeah.
But in this way, the way it was refed is the President Nixon has who refused to take a job. He should be taken off of welfare. And the idea of the menial job, you know, some what you could say some welfare workers opposed President's plan because they didn't believe that I don't know how to do it, find a way to get it.
Yeah.
Many of people don't know what that means. Take a job, even though it is the kind of job, not of the individual seeking, not the kind of work the individual is seeking. Take the available job, a job that is available. There was a little against us as well, even though it is manual labor. Let's put it that way, even though it involves manual labor. It's not the job, the individual welfare seeker. But with the President's plan, that the welfare worker should take any job. Here, from having to talk to New York, Washington, Texas, that there's a month that I go to take a job, it's a meaningful job. Just believe that the majority of the people in the country want the well people on welfare. They can find a way to work on taking a job. And you ask Sapphire to include another trust of the welfare of the Chamber of Commerce. Is that next Monday? Thank you. must describe the character of whatever it is. The right to earn society. And he had a right to earn income. Society should work to achieve. Guaranteeing income for individuals. Whether you can dig out of my 1966, I think it was, speeches, I had a little section on that. The idea that where I said that they say that you give a man free medicine, free housing, and guarantee a job. And I had it worked up, but you can't remember the language, regardless of whether he works. That's a great society. Because of what lines or which people responded or how time can be used exactly. The thoughts can be brought up. Seems I told Sapphire we should do it. As far as I'm aware, I'm curious that welfare thing has gotten the reaction it was mentioned this morning by John Ernst of Wilbur Mills that it has made some things all the president that made those several votes for us. Why would you say on that? I don't know about the other on television. They're on television, just on the news.
On TV news, they all watch that news, and
it shows we hit something that we needed to hit, right?
Yeah.
And as you say, we probably got a bigger play in the news because, and in the papers, because the lefties thought they were hurting each other. Don't you think?
I think so. I think they thought you had said something bad and they were delighted to jump on it.
Yeah, bad, because I did.
Taking on the welfare people.
Yeah, that's right. Tell them they had to do menial work.
They had to do menial work, right.
Menial work was a key thing, don't you think? And the other thing, they said that I will not guarantee annual income. Just up and say that. Was good.
That's the one Dole wrote.
For our conservative friends. And if you were to ask people that same question, most of them would be important. I think that it would be
Rogers. He wanted to meet with you, but I guess he's decided to send you home.
They said it was in Cairo, Beale, and Toby. For those prayers would be turned on the wall.
Very good speech for him.
color on the bottom of the,
I wrote it down.
Through the things over here, but I'm enthusiastic before it. It has a nice, it spans the color stretch of real bright, so. The Secret Service, I don't think it would be the Secret Service or something. Somebody over there, one of our, is a secretary or something, that thing. She speaks both Spanish and French. Or something.
Then, a while back, I think they had some good setup, I'm pretty sure they did.
I'm underlining again because of the, what these guys said, the importance of the people are little keeping some of the land and those stuff. Tracy was telling me that up at Harvard, which is part of your program, auction, I mean, doesn't have any idea about numbers, said that, green everything that he was stirred by the installation of the rhetoric, that it's the violent, that it's the, I think from that, that I would gather that the more violent voices are heard. What I'm getting at, I don't know, maybe that this is the Rennie Davis and that crowd is up there, or maybe that, maybe everybody's more violent, I don't know. That is the reports we generally get. It's generally, but they don't toss the other way. But you were saying they were trying to coup it. You don't favor helping. You don't do a favor to a person by helping him when he can. So, I the opportunity of developing the capacity to help himself. That's a good thing for Sapphire River Community. Says that he finds as he travels around and he finds a number of these people there.
Excuse me, did you want to see Dr. Kissel prior to meeting the
not necessary.
I believe he was going to recommend that Al Haig sit on the
meeting. No, nobody's going to sit on it. I got all the notes and I'm going to do it all just so it's not. All right. I can't, when Rogers asked to see me, bring Haig in and say, sit here, Haig, and take notes. Just don't do it. I didn't do it with Conlon.
No. The thing, it was a trip that he's concerned about, is that you get it when Rogers gets on the trip point.
Same time to call him.
Same, let me have Al Haig come in.
Could be gone. At all in my head, I know exactly what to do. I know what he's going to read. I'm going to change in one bit to have Al Haig sitting there taking notes. I'll type the notes. He thinks that this is apparently a junior Conley operation. The idea of getting that all over since they really want to be for you because they consider that I'm part of their,
reason.
And that what they need to do is to get the total picture. Why don't you have a school for the subcabinet and other people on this Monday? Sort of get a matter of fact, if you have a dead talk to him about the success he's had, as he goes on television in the South and he makes speeches all over the South. He does, if I talk to him about the programs, but he does talk a hell of a lot of ground. So typically, here's another Democrat, former Democrat, but emphasizing the man rather than the program. Now, there's three of them now, three cases. Do we have any one of our Republicans that have been talking man rather than program? They're right on that, but what I meant is, are any of them have seen this thing so clearly, these Democrats? I think there's a difference between the two parties.
Not until they got pushed into it and started doing it.
The two parties have that difference, Bob. The Democrats have always personalized everything. Republicans have always processed everything.
Yeah.
Right? The Democrats don't govern as well, but they're better politicians. We need to, Conley always talks in personal terms. regular meeting, yes, sir. I had the idea, but I probably shouldn't have suggested it. Without getting thinking through more what to do, it needs to be programmed. I think what we need to do is to get these out of the way and then have, say, 4 or 5. The way to do that is to say, gee, that's a good job.
The background is starting the way you knitted the flag.
This is great.
She's a little great.
The paper.
It's a story paper, it's a feature story picture of her. Flag, she's a Democrat,
yeah.
Democrat didn't vote for you.
I love she makes the flag.
She's so young, you know, she's a silent majority person. She thought you should know that, that there's a lot of people out there.
Yeah, pretty good.
So, the story gets better as they flag. She said she made up the flag, she had no idea. She was going to send it in to you. She had no idea she had a chance to see you. And then Congressman Marsh said, you come in and give it to him yourself. Brought her in, she gave it to you.
I can hardly remember the end of that.
For a small child, then, with her. A soaking gown, 24 years old.
Right.
It was, I'm sure it was. It was an congressional half hour or open door hour or something. It was last September. They refer to the fact that you had mentioned it in your AR speech.
God bless the ladies.
Oh, this is a good story too, that she was a Democrat and didn't vote for you.
The point that I'm making is this. I want to harass them. I want to make conversation in the future, get together with some of these other people, and let's avoid having any of these cases in the future.
Yeah.
And he's agreed to that now.
Yeah.
You should report to John, they have this group set up now for...
So wait a minute, should I, for the press, with Rogers,
sure,
because he returned from the OAS going on to London, so...
How was,
Let me never get a picture with me, I never got a picture.
Sitting up looking. Why don't you get a picture of, in the, more, sit looking at those veterans down there. Picture that's posted this morning showed the two in front of them, very clean shape, nice looking, all American types. And back.
You mentioned that, I could look at that, because that, if that's true, that's the first good picture of the other.
Yeah, because the guy's coming up on TV and so, just listening.
Did you see that today? Did you see him today, the arrest?
I've seen that.
Did you, how did you handle the arrest? That's not hard.
I'm very lucky. And,
Sir, that's Chief Justice, I mean.
Oh, I know the arrest, I'm the arrest.
Oh, where's your name now?
I was...
You have a great, you have a great staff.
I'm great, that's it.
That's good.
But this morning, in terms of...
Doing the arrest, you know, Hart, the Democratic judge is trying to sound, trying to screw us.
Senator Hart, you know, tried to do a sensitive Senate resolution. To let them use them all. And in effect, to go to the right of order. It didn't work. They gave him 15 minutes. When he got to the time to vote, that somebody called for absence of a quorum, and by the time they got the quorum,
everybody ran on the floor.
15 minutes was up, so they never got around to vote.
That's what I would have liked to see.
It all got screwed up. It would have been good to have had a vote. I'm sorry I missed it.
Basic thing, I suppose.
I don't want to argue it. We're not. Let's get a vote to him.
He goes to 5. He's
going to have 5.
Let's talk about his home phone being tapped.
Home phone?
You're right.
Probably being tapped by the oil industry or his girlfriend. I bet it is.
The oil industry. Well, we know the oil industry is tapping his girlfriend because they put this girl on the sleep with him who's supposed to get some stuff done, and now they don't trust her. So they're tapping her. Be sure she's telling the right stuff in the sack.
He must be the sordid devil. He's as bad as Russell.
The posture coming out of the morning briefing was one of restraint, and that you are leaving matters to the appropriate agencies under the general point of view that the agency should proceed in a way that would not bring about violence.
Let's say like integrating or desegregating the school. We're trying to do it by cooperation rather than coercion. Just say that. We had an order there regarding desegregation, as you know.
Right.
But instead of putting people in jail and raping and around, we just said cooperate.
Right.
That's what we're trying to do with these nice, clean shaven little veterans down there, these good Americans.
Because we can't find a nice clean shaven.
Well, those two in front row, they look too bad.
You sure they weren't some of the senator's aides or something?
Well, they could have been. They could have been.
Interesting thing.
Teddy went back out there this morning.
Interesting thing in a briefing came up from the press guys. Yeah. I said that, you know, I used the line President Fields as he said before, people should have, in this country, have a right to express themselves and peaceful and so forth. Stop that. And then they said, well, Ron, does the president feel that that thing, no. Does the president feel that blocking the bridges and so forth that's planned for next week is a rightful way to express himself? And I said, gentlemen, I'm not going to have a comment on reported activity in the future, but it was an interesting parallel that was attempting to be, you know, drawn there.
Well, don't worry, if that comes up, we're going to be hard as hell. They start blocking bridges and throw them right off the culverts. Then he went back out. I got to follow him again, was that the purpose?
Yeah. Said, I'm with you all the way.
He did.
Senator from Maryland.
Well,
I was a senior senator from Maryland. But, the reason that the people won't listen to you down there is because they're afraid of you. Why are they afraid of us? He said, because they don't know you down there the way I know you.
What does he mean down there at the White House?
Good old Mattis.
I think they may be afraid of you.
Yes, I mean,
he said, I think they may be afraid of you. You know, he had this look pious. I think it may be because they're afraid of you, but that's probably because they don't know you like I do.
Like I do. All these senators, the way they suck around is absolutely nuts.
Let them do it.
I know, it's just great.
Let them just...
Senators, they can see we're for them.
For who, the veterans?
The senators. Do that, suck.
No, I don't.
You guys, no question.
They're sickening the way these guys act, and I really don't think, even a guy who's against the war, and wants you to get out today, is going to be very proud of his United States Senator down there acting like that. It just doesn't look good.
I don't think people like unmanly conduct. That's why I may be wrong. Maybe the country has gotten, the whole country may be clear.
I think it's going to catch up with these guys. I don't think there's a sharp public attitude now. I think people might be going to say, okay, the wars, we went out and so forth. And they look at the bearded fellas, and then they see the senators down there smiling and saying, if you can be bivouacked in Vietnam, you can be bivouacked in Washington. That's Studies Line.
Is that what you said? If they can find a place to bivouac you in Vietnam, they ought to be able to find a place to bivouac you here in Washington. What are they asking? We've given them places to bivouac, for Christ's sake. They've given them Bowling Field, and they've given them Kennedy Stadium.
They won't go.
They won't bivouac at the National Cathedral, that pillar of strength, your great friend, the Dean
there, offered
them. Offered them the cathedral grounds, and if it rains, they can have the Bethlehem Chapel.
But 3 months from now, 4 months from now, these guys have been having them over to the house and so forth.
Yeah.
That is when it's going to catch up with these guys.
It's
very easy to get on the tide of
Let's do the same thing for Tom. not as bad as the Chukas. That is full surefire.
It's not as bad.
You want it over here, Ron, or the, over there? We tried outside. We did outside before. Desk or...
We actually had a picture outside with the press.
When she said the chairs have to sit, it's just cold as hell.
Miserable slob.
But he is a miserable bastard.